get in! Surf's up!
The surfer's dream. Hang 10 on a Dewey Weber and roll with a Chevy Nomad. You've got wheels. The best there is. The Chevy Nomad. What's the story behind this great car? How did Chevy come to create what so many regard as a classic? Why is it a classic? You're at the GM Motorama in New York City in 1954. It's a spectacular show, touring the country showing the best in the minds of the designers at GM style. Enough great auto ideas to fill Madison Square Garden. You're stopped by the Nomad, only it's a Corvette wagon. Yet here's the car that will influence the design of every station wagon built from that moment on. You like the sloped rear glass, the graceful tailgate, the inward slope of the rear posts. The public's attention to the Corvette Nomad's success at the show caused a stir at GM. Consequently, the Nomad, virtually unchanged, was in actual production the following year. What happened? You're in the GM styling offices in Detroit. You're going to hear the story behind the Nomad from a man who knows more about the Nomad than anybody today. He's Claire McKeegan, one of the original designers of the car and the head of GM Advanced Styling. What happened when the car was shown off at the Motorama, Mr. McKeegan?
I think it was at the preview time, and Howard O'Leary, who was the assistant styling director at the time, Harley Earl was the styling director, vice president in charge of styling, called me from New York and said that the car was such a big success that already they knew that they wanted to put it in production. So he asked us to change this design from a Corvette and blow it up a little bit bigger and put it on a Chevrolet. It's really amazing how close it came out to the original show dream car.
How do you go about developing a dream car, Mr. McKeegan?
Before we ever start to develop a dream car, we go through sort of a brainstorm stage where everybody throws a lot of ideas out on the table. Some of them are pretty wild, some are wild but practical in a sense, which this one is.
Well, what were you trying to accomplish when you set out to design the Nomad?
The feeling at that time was that many wives wanted the second car to have this utility, and yet they wanted it to look like more like a passenger car. And you'll notice that since this time, most of our station wagons have had more lean to the back, and they're a little more passenger car-like. I sort of liken this in what we got out of it to the latest Pininfarina designed Dino car.
Well, it just seems to be a natural design that people like it immediately. That shape is a more aerodynamic shape than the sedan one.
You mentioned that the original car was the Corvette Nomad. What did you do to adapt the Nomad station wagon design to the standard Corvette?
We made it, took a Corvette and cut it through and lengthened it and put this station wagon type body on it. And it had a good passenger compartment for four people and for five people. And of course it was smaller than the final Chevrolet model. But it had all the features. It had the leaning back and the appearance of the windows, the way they were cut, and the pillar leaning forward just like this. And it had the Corvette front end. We did have to raise the hood a little bit in order to get the station wagon body on. It was altered, but it had the appearance of the front end of the Corvette, and the hood was shortened a little bit.
Coming up with exciting ideas every year for the Motorama must have been stimulating to you. What was the attitude toward the Nomad when production?
I think one of the nice things about the Nomad was that it was so well treated inside. You know, it was a very deluxe show type car in the production car. Yeah, there were a lot of disappointed people when this went out of production.
Sure were.
I had a 55 myself, and it was a wonderful car. It's sort of a classic, isn't it? I'd be proud to drive one of those cars today.
Before the Nomad, the American station wagon was a steel box on wheels. Here was the Cinderella car of the Chevy wagons, a milestone in the development of station wagons. A car that today had a tremendous appeal to the under 25 car buff and to the surfing. It still appears in the Chevrolet line. The purist will maintain that the Nomad was only made for three model years, 55, 56, and 57. Decreasing numbers because of age, these original Nomads have become classics. Here was the Cinderella car, the dream car that made it to production and automobile history.